Hey, this is Ryan Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to On the Road and supporting Faith Radio. You are just the very best, and we appreciate you so much. Enjoy the show. Well, there is beautiful harmony, and then there is ridiculously beautiful harmony. If you've enjoyed the gospel goodness of the Gaither Vocal Band over the decades, then you understand the difference. They've released their newest record this summer called Good Things Take Time. And they're touring America with their We Have This Moment tour this fall. And the founder and longtime staple of the beloved group, not to mention the prodigious songwriter, recording artist, and creator of the Gaither Homecoming series, joins us on the road now, the one and only Mr. Bill Gaither. Welcome aboard, good man. How is the day treating you, sir?
Ryan, it couldn't be better. I've been on this planet for a long time, and these are great days.
Well, the planet has been honored to sustain you for this long, sir. But tell us a little bit about what to expect. Of course, so many are so beloved of the music that you have partaken of for so long. What's so special about this lineup of the band?
Ryan and I have sung with nothing but the very best male singers in the Christian music field. I mean, when you go down that list of David Phelps, Michael English, Gary McSpadden, Russ Tapp, six-time Grammy winner, Steve and Wes Hampton, Steve Green, Wes Hampton, Guy Penrod, Marshall Hall, Jimmy Murray, the Imperials, the great Larnell Harris, and Mark Alley. I mean, that's a bunch of great, fantastic singers. But the present group, we've been together now with the current group probably about 4 or 5 years. Wes has been there for 18 years, so he is the patron saint now of the group. I'm not sure about the saint part, but he's been around for a long time. And Reggie Smith, my lands, what a beautiful person and singer. And Todd Settles, people are loving Todd. And then Adam Crabb. So what can I say? I've been blessed with just great, great voices, and I'm the cook in the kitchen. I take all of these great different tastes of foods. I put them together in an evening. We have great harmony, and of course we have a bank of songs to choose from 50 years, starting back when Gloria and I first started writing, and we'll be doing songs like He Touched Me and Because He Lives, and There's Something About That Name, and I Am Free, The King Is Coming. But we'll also be doing some of the songs on our new project, Chainbreaker. So the songs will be great. The harmony has never been better. This group just blends so beautifully. So that'll be good. Wonderful moments of worship and fellowship. And then, of course, with our bunch, great spontaneous moments of laughter and just pure joy.
You know, what a treat to be able to ask you this. Music is perhaps more diverse in style and ways to access it than it's ever been. And yet these standards, these beloved gospel songs, many of which you've written yourself, continue to mean so much and really find new generations of fans. What do you think it is, Bill, about gospel music that allows it to stand the test of time?
Let me answer this twofold. First of all, I have many... not many, but several friends in the country field, like Vince Gill, who've written a lot of great pop country tunes, but he'll probably be remembered most of all for Go Rest High Upon the Mountain, you know? And people like Chris Christopherson written, you know, Me and Bobby McGee, and a lot of great, great country tunes, but he'll probably be remembered most of all for songs like One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus, and Why Me, Lord, What Have I Ever Done? I think, and then you go over in the gospel field, and I think the reason a song like Amazing Grace and Rock of Ages and those great songs of the past have stayed around is it's songs about birth, life, and death, and that covers it all, doesn't it? And when you got songs like that, when you got songs written like Thomas Dorsey, the father of black gospel music, Precious Lord, take my hand, yeah. Lead me on, let me stand. How many times do people, times of prayer in need of that? And go to one of our songs, like Because He Lives. When it came time for Billy Graham's funeral, Franklin wrote me a letter about a year or two before, and he said, now, Dad's been wanting this song. We don't know when he's going to pass away, and he lived. till just, I think he was 99 when he died. But there were three or four special songs for that day, and because he lives with one of them. And we just felt honored that, because it's songs, I mean, that particular song is about birth, how sweet to hold our newborn baby, and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. But I think history has revealed that this world's never been very stable, and hymns and gospel songs give us hope in times of instability and where we don't know where our next meal is coming from. Mm. We can sing these prayers and pray it from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, there's so many fascinating things to ask you, but I guess the thing that's so distinctive about your career, I mean, so many artists have achieved so many things, but one of the biggest achievements, it seems to me, of your career and your wife Gloria's has been all of the artists that you have invested in. I mean, we've had the chance to talk just to the tip of the iceberg, you know, Stephen Curtis Chapman and Mark Lowry, your dear friend.
Yeah.
What is the heart behind why you invest so deeply in the careers of others?
You know, Gloria and I both started out as public school teachers. We are both English majors, and we taught in the public school. And there's something about young people and kids that you say, hey, there's a possibility here. And if I can get their attention, you know, I've learned a few things. I can remember telling one kid who was just, his IQ was off the charts. And his name was Charlie. I won't give you his last name. But he was so sharp and so bright. And I can remember me saying to Charlie, Charlie, I've seen your IQ. You're way off the charts. And you're brighter than I am intellectually. But I got one thing over you. And Charlie said, what's that, Mr. Gaither? And I said, I'm older than you. And I think a little bit wiser, simply because I've been around longer, not because I'm smarter. I've just been around longer. And he said, I'll buy that. And I said, so I don't think this is a smart thing to do. And you know, in approaching kids, some of them are gifted so far beyond my gifts. But I'm a coach at heart, and I want to say to the young tenors, be careful. You know, a man only has so many B flats and high Cs. You know, don't hurt yourself. And I think our driving topic for young kids from the beginning has been the word stewardship. You've been gifted with these gifts, good mind, good eyes, good ears, good vocal cords. Be a good steward of that. And some of them, wonderful charisma and likability that they had nothing to do with. It's just something that God put in them and gave them dimples and a big smile, you know. You want to say, hey, you know what? You got a lot of stuff going for you. But let me tell you the other side of that. Somebody asked Coach Dean Smith, what did you teach Michael Jordan about basketball? He said, very little. But I hope I taught him something about life. Wow. And I think we have approached the young people who have been with us. And Father's Day, I was overwhelmed with a lot of those past people who have been with us on our stage, on our bus, and said, thank you. You have been like a father to me. I can't tell you how good that makes me feel. I haven't done it all right. But I have really tried to make this a good, safe place for them to grow and become good young men. And so maybe that's been part of the thing, because it's just an outrage to go in and take a young person's talent without putting something back into it.
Wow. Well, an incredible heart, an incredible career that continues. Gaither.com for all the info on this remarkable gentleman, the Gaither Vocal Band. Sir, what an absolute treat to get to talk with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Ryan, you've been a joy to talk to. My land.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.
Thank you so much for listening. Programming like this is available through your support, and you can learn more about partnering financially at myfaithradio.com. We'd also love to hang out with you during the week on Facebook and on Twitter. Just search for On the Road with Ryan Thomas. Talk to you again soon.